of us have the same amount of time. Your neighbor doesn't get more time in a day than you. Isn't God so just? Everybody gets 24 hours in one day. But the question is, how are you managing your time? Your time should be managed just like your money. You have to manage how you spend your money. And all of us should manage how we spend our time. Because time, unlike money, is something we could never make up for. The worst thing you can do is waste your time. Because that's a resource that has, watch this, that is finite. That there is a limited amount of time that you have on this earth. And once it's gone, guess what? It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Now, the priority was clearly seen in this interaction, the spiritual priority. It was seen between Martha and Mary and Jesus. See, this represents how various believers receive and respond to Jesus Christ. First of all, Jesus came into their house. In other words, it's like saying Jesus has come into your life. See that? He's come into your life. Now, they weren't worthy of Jesus coming into their house. Jesus, the Lord of the world. The Bible says he was passing through a village and he went to this house, Mary and Martha's house. Watch this now. They weren't worthy of it, but that's what I love about Jesus, because Jesus will humble himself to get an audience with you. And that's what happened to all of us. We weren't fit for Jesus to come into our life. No, we were toe up, but from the flow up. That's why the Bible says salvation is a gift, lest any man can boast. You can't boast about how good you are. That's why Jesus chose you. No, Jesus had to overlook some stuff to choose each and every one of us to be in relationship with. So he goes to their house. And first of all, Jesus comes into the house, which means he wants relationship with you. And he comes into the house, into Martha's house, and Martha leaves him in the living room and runs back and start working in the house. Mary now, who obviously has responsibilities in the house, Mary say, no, I ain't gonna miss this moment. I don't know how long he gonna stay here. So I'm gonna sit down at his feet, which is a posture of humility. I know I got stuff to do. I know I got things on my agenda, but I'm going to sit and hear the words of Jesus. Let me tell you something. 15 minutes in the presence of the Lord will do you better than a full work day. Why? Because when I get a word from God in the morning, it don't matter what I have to do when I leave out of that house. There's nothing that's going to destroy my joy. There's nothing that's going to destroy my peace. And many of us, we can't get blessed because we too busy to sit at the feet of Jesus. And this is all of us. Now, this message, trust me, don't think that this message is for the pew and not for the pulpit. This is for all of us, because God is saying, my desire is to take your life to another level, to bless you. But you too busy to be blessed. See, Jesus came into their house, watch this, so that now, after he comes into their house, that now on, they gonna seek him. I'm going to go there in a moment. They're going to seek him. Let's look at the difference between the two characters. First of all, there's Mary. Everybody say Mary. Amen. Now, Mary, this is what she did. Number one, if you're writing, Mary did what all of us must do, is she made time for Jesus. Y'all missed that. I'm going to give it to you again. Mary made time for Jesus. I'm glad you came to Bible study. Mary, let me tell y'all again, she made time for Jesus. See, Jesus came to the house, came into the life, and God, the least I can do now, since you done saved my soul, you done gave me more than I deserve, you're looking over my faults and meeting me at my point of needs, you continue to protect me and provide for me, you're covering my kids, you're doing all this kind, the least thing I could do is make time for you. Touch your neighbor, say, you got to make time. See, some believers, and I'm going to talk about this in a moment, some believers, they don't make time for him. They try to find time for him. Let me tell you something. And if you got a fine time mentality, you're going to always be too busy for Jesus, because there's going to always be things you can do. See, she understood who Jesus was. She valued the time spent in his presence. She sat at his feet. She heard his word. And yes, she was busy. Yes, she had responsibility, but she made time for Jesus. Somebody say she made time for Jesus. Number two, she wanted to hear what he had to say. Because let me tell you something about Jesus. Jesus knows something about time too, because his was limited on the earth. Jesus won't waste your time. I'm going to say that again. If you have an ear to hear what Jesus has to say, he ain't going to tell you nothing that ain't going to have a bearing in your life. When Jesus speaks to you, hallelujah, Jesus is going to speak something that's going to allow you to grow, that's going to cause you to develop, and that's going to meet you right where you are. Look at your neighbor and say, he won't waste your time. No, he won't. She wanted to hear. She says, because Jesus, you got something to say. When you say what you say, yes. See, what Jesus had to say was more important than what she had to do. And you'll never get to that place where you're seeking Jesus's word until you get to the point to say, God, whatever you got to tell me is more important than what I got to do on my to-do list today. You have to get to that point to say, I need to hear what Jesus has to say. She made time for Jesus. She wanted to hear what he had to say. But then here's the third thing. She valued his presence. See, sometimes even if Jesus don't say nothing, just to be in your presence should be enough. I need somebody that know what it's like to be in his presence. No, I ain't even talking about church right now. I'm talking about to just sit in the morning in your chair, and before you even put yourself together to go out, that the presence of the Lord is right there in your living room, right there in your bedroom on side of your bed, and you just sit there saying, God, I wish I had more time in your presence. And let me tell you something about the presence of the Lord. He won't just meet you at church. Shame on you if only time you experience the presence of the Lord is when you come to Beacon Light. No, you can experience the presence of the Lord while you in the shower, and sometimes you can run all the hot water out the shower, because I don't want to leave your presence, because God done met you in the shower. I wish I had some real Christians to know God will meet you if you value his presence. See, she made time for him. Touch your name, say, make time for him, make time for him, make time for him, make time for him. Number two, she wanted to hear what he had to say. We talked about this on Sunday, that when you come to church, watch this, and you done already spent time with God, you have a different experience at church than everybody else. Now, I got to tell y'all this. Everybody, when they come to church, they don't have the same experience. That's why some folks come to church just on first and fourth Sunday. And some folks got to say, Lord, I need to be there. I might stay there in second service. Why? Because when you done spent time in the presence of the Lord, church has a whole different impact on your life. Because now, watch this, you're not just in church, you have in church. Which means now you talking to God, God confirming stuff back to you, stuff you done prayed about the course of the week. God is confirming and speaking and seeding that thing in your life. You got to know that there's a value in his presence. That's Mary. But unfortunately, like I said, there are some Marys, and all of us should be striving to be better Marys, but all of us have both of these two characters in us. Some of us have some Mary in us. Some of us have some Martha in us. Some of us got a little bit of both of them in us. He said, you got both of them, my sister. Amen. She said, I got both of them. We praying. Touch your neighbor right now. Tell him you're going to be fruitful from now on. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, because the word is coming to let you know God wants to bless you. God wants to take your life to the next level. But you got to know how to yield unto the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Here it is. Martha. Number one, she was too busy to hear him. She brought him in. She says, yeah, you Jesus, come on in. We appreciate you stopping by. We'll be here till noon. Come on, Jesus, come on in. And Jesus came on in. She probably told him, sit down right there, make yourself comfortable. You ever been like that? You ever been to people's house like that? That you're sitting down and you're like, man, I'm coming over here, y'all. You know, in there with the pots and pans. Jesus says, I ain't come here so you could serve me. I came here so we can have relationship. Jesus came in our house to call out the kitchen, to call away from busyness. Because let me tell you what business do for you. I know I done had a couple busy breakdowns. Busyness is like, some of you ladies may have had a pressure cooker. And when you put that pressure cooker on and enough pressure build up and that little thing at the top start rattling, y'all know what I'm talking about? That thing will just start rattling. And then when you take the top, that's what happens when you get too busy and you don't make time for Jesus. That life will keep you so going, doing this, doing that. And then all of a sudden, pressure got to go somewhere. The pressure has to go somewhere. She was too busy. She invited, and I'm not saying that Jesus is not in your life. I'm just saying you might not be entertaining him like he wants to be entertained. Somebody say, preach, Holy Spirit. Yes. It wasn't that Martha didn't love Jesus. It wasn't that Martha didn't appreciate Jesus. She was just, like the text said, overly occupied and too busy. Come on, let's say that. Overly occupied and too busy. That's what it says. She was over. Today, there are going to be some people tonight who are too busy to come to Bible study. No, their favorite TV show coming on, they ain't got time. They're going to say, nah, I ain't got time to go down there. I'm too busy to come back. There's folks on Tuesday morning, they too busy to give 15 minutes in corporate prayer on the prayer call. Just too busy. And God say, man, I got a word from you. I done gave my servant a word that's going to bless your life, that's going to meet you right where you are. And here it is. You too busy to hear my words. I know you love me. I know you got the cross around your neck and you got the Ectus on the back of your car. You got the WWJD sign around your wrist, but you're still too busy to really hear what Jesus wants to say. There are people who are too busy to pray in the morning, too busy to read their Bible, too busy to get a CD and listen to the CD on the way to work so they can grow in faith, too busy to be blessed. Touch your neighbor and say, God's trying to bless you. Amen. God's trying to take your life to another level. He's trying to fulfill you. He's trying to build you from the inside out, but we are too busy. She was too busy to hear him. Number two, she was too troubled by her task. Now, let's face it. All of us got stuff to do. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm busy too. Amen. Yeah, all of us got stuff to do. All of us got stuff to do. That's all that. I tell people all the time, my day is in two sections, all right? Once I drop the kids off at 8:20, I got between 8:20 and about 4:45 when I pick them up to get whatever I have to do in my to-do list done. Because at 4:45, my second job starting. And that is dealing with them. Come on, somebody. That you got to get them home. You got to sit them down. You got to do homework. You see that? You got to get them focused. You see what I'm saying? You got to try and get something cooked. Or if you're married, try to occupy them while the wife cooking something or the husband cooking something. And so all of us got stuff to do. And by that time, Lord, I'm just ready to get into bed. I'm tired. You got to do this all over tomorrow. See, she was troubled by her task. She had legitimate things that probably needed to be done. She probably was cooking. She probably was cleaning. She probably was preparing. I don't know if she had kids or not. She might have been getting the kids together. She might have just gotten off of work. See, there's some people like Martha that what happens is they only sit at Jesus's feet when they don't have nothing else to do. Come on, think about it. I was having this conversation with God the other day. He was sharing this with me. He said, see, some people have the Martha complex that they have to find time for God. But let me tell you something. If you got to find time, the devil going to always occupy your schedule. There's some folks, if it's too cloudy outside, nah, I can't go to church, man. All this bad weather, I'm going to stay home and rest. If it's too nice outside, man, I can't be up in church. It's nice. I'm about to go to the park. I'm about to, you know. See, we got good excuses. He's got good excuses. You got something that's going on. Man, I can't go to church. Then the game about to come on, man. Now we got three services: 7:30, 9:30, and 11:30. You know, but what? I'm too busy. I'm too busy to sit and to hear his word. You see that? You troubled by your time. Man, I gotta work. I'm working this one job, then I gotta go to this second job, then I gotta go to this third job, and by the time my only day I got off is Sunday, I can't. Guess what? You're too busy to be blessed. Because God said, I'm trying to take you away from all of that toil. I'm trying to get you off of the world system and get you on God's system. See, the world system is work and toil, but the Bible says when the favor of the Lord is on your life, it maketh rich and it added no sorrow to it. Touch your neighbor and say, don't be too busy. Don't be too busy. Now, here's the other thing. Number three, this Martha complex, she was so busy that she never asked Jesus for help. She had all this stuff to do. She could have asked Jesus, "Jesus, can you dry while I wash?" See, that's how we feel. That's how we feel about our problems. That we got some problems that we don't even invite Jesus to help us with. We like, "Jesus ain't got time for, you know, dealing with my relationship issues. I ain't gonna even pray about it. After all, I dirtied up the dishes. I messed up the kitchen. Now how I'm gonna call Jesus to come in and clean?" And Jesus just sitting there. You know why? Because he's a gentleman. He ain't gonna barge his way through your house, through your life. He said, "I stand at the door and I'm gonna just knock. That if you need some help with them dishes, if you need some help vacuuming the floor, if you need some help with your money, if you need some help with your health, if you need some help with all of these things," he says, "I'm right there in the living room waiting for you to ask me. Waiting for you to invite me in to help you with this thing." See, what we want is we want help from everyone and everywhere else except where your real help come from. Some of you spend more time trying to get somebody else to listen to you, somebody else to touch and agree with you. And Jesus said, "Man, I'm sitting right here. You ain't got to go to them. You can come to me. I'm in your living room." So we're running ourselves crazy. And God says, "All I want you to do is make me priority. Make time for me. Because when you make time for me, I'm going to bless you." He says, "When first things are first," y'all know it, what happens? "Second things will increase." But let me tell you something. When second things are first, first things fall apart. When first things are first, second things are going to increase. But when second things are first things are going to fall apart. What God is really saying is that there are some things that has to change in the order of your priority so you can better manage your time and move from busyness to fruitfulness. Man, I'm almost done now. Touch somebody right now and say, "It's time to be fruitful."